It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to a Thirsty Thursday on a Monday, because we are doing a fucking double recording, because I'm fucking off to Fraser.
Yes.
So here we are.
Here we are.
Straight off the last one, and...
happy Thursday.
Fucking happy
Thursday. So are you on Fraser yet, or no? It's
no. So that'll
not
be
yet.
Thursday.
It'll be Thursday. You're
doing
Friday.
A double one so...
Yep.
We're going to be honest. Like, we're not going to lie. We're not going to be like fucking Fox News and shit.
No, it's Monday fucking night, Sky but News, hey, you guys are going to listen to this Thursday.
Yep.
So happy Thursday, everyone. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday.
Yeah.
I think I will be this Thursday having a good start. I hope I am.
Mate, you're going to have to ring me and let me know. So fucking, Steve's a couple of fucking beers deep.
So. Yeah, we've had a few, all right. So, mate, welcome to the lads, of course. Now, the lads' lifestyle, adventure, and some good old cracking daily stories. That's what lads stand for. Two lads enjoying a few tins. So hang the fuck on while we give you another grin.
Another one, sir. And speaking of another one.
Yeah. We need another one, don't we? So let's get that fridge open. What's in the death pit of coldness tonight, mate? Oh, here we go. Yeah, you love those. I love these. Get into them. Righto, so in my hand, I have got another James Squire Spice Rum Ginger Beer. Same as the last potty on Monday or Tuesday when we dropped that last edition. Because it was what was in the fucking fridge.
It was in the fridge, mate. We're actually going back through and doing a bit of a fucking clean out, aren't we?
Yeah. So what do you got going on there?
I've got the howl head.
You got the last.
These are fucking...
I know.
I was a little bit greedy then. I went, you're not getting that.
I fucking love... Mine. Yeah. Mine. You can have it, mate. I do like the old howler, but, mate, I'll get into this James Squire because he's a good lad to me. So here we go. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well done. Well done. Cheers, buddy.
Up your bum.
Yep, get into it. Another ginger beer and another howler. So good. So, guys, lads and ladettes, whoever's listening, I hope you're in a position where you can have a beer with us. After hours, of course, you know, if you listen to us after the hours.
Yep.
If not, well...
Congratulations, because you're one of the few that can have a beer at work.
We won't tell anyone.
Fucking no one. It'll be ours.
That's a great little segment. Have you? Like, imagine if there is there's going to be a lot of people that work from home, right? And it's 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock somewhere.
It's 10 o'clock somewhere. Yeah. So when 10 o'clock hits, maybe some of those happens.
Mate, some of the stories that fucking in the industry that I'm in, like the fucking when the old boys talk about the fucking back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm one of the old boys, but I haven't been in the construction industry for that long, but they just fucking talk about every lunchtime straight across the pub.
Get some tallies.
Fucking beers, fucking climb some steel, fucking.
Do they ever used to bring back tallies or like brown bags with tallies?
I don't think they were drinking on the job. I think they were pretty responsible. Yeah, they were just drinking at the pub and then coming back pissed.
So. Going for a bloody snitty or a palmy?
Oh, yeah. I don't know there's much palmy or much fucking eating, but there was a few drinks to be had. So those boys can fucking drink. So.
Oh, God.
Shout out to all the old fuckers.
Yeah, definitely. And or give us a call if you have a luxury. I suppose even if you're a bartender, you can't sneak one, can you? It's like, oh, I'll just have a little, might just test this keg out. Maybe it's tasting quality control. Maybe you've got to taste it to go, Well, it's a new keg. How do we know that we're serving good piss? Should we? Yes, we should.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hook the keg up. I only said peg. You connect the new keg, right? You're flushing it through. You're wasting a bit at the start because it comes through a little bit gaggy, good boy.
Yeah, fucking frothy.
But then how do you actually know? Like, you're selling the beer.
But how good do kids have it these days as well? Remember the old kegs that we used to get when we were kids? Like, and you had to fucking tap the cunts?
Yeah.
You would remember that, or you were a little bit...
No, I remember. Yep.
Mate, every fucker at that party was an expert on tapping a fucking keg.
100%.
And everyone fucked it. Like, it was just... I'm not saying that I was the tapper of fucking kegs, mate. I'd sit back there and just fucking wait until some cunt got it right. But everyone fucking Jamie, I know how to fucking do this.
Do you remember the little kegs you used to buy that went in the fridge?
Yep.
They were like, they had the VB, they had the Forex Gold, they had the Tui's, like even Bundy Rum, I think, with some of the spirits got into the little kegs, the little round kegs, had the tap on it. I'm trying to think how much it was. From memory, I thought it was like $25 or $30 back in the day. You used to buy a keg, and when I say it was keg, I think you only got, I'm thinking about 5 or 6 cans out of these kegs.
Yeah.
Or were they bigger than that?
Yeah. I think they were a little bit...
Were they a bit bigger?
No, I think they were about that size. So. Yeah,
5 litres?
Big. Yeah, they were just little...
They were round. So I think they were about 5 litres is maybe the keg size. So you get more than 5 drinks out, of course. And they're probably dearer than $25.
But you can buy kegs all over the place now. So fucking, you see them on bloody Facebook all the time. So.
As in that size keg? No, the proper ones, keg.
Big ones, mate.
Like a lot of people have got kegs at home. Like,
well, I've actually got a kegerator at home.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we do the new studio, let's bring it
we
in.
We might have... Oh, God. Let's
bring it in.
Bring it in.
Bring it
so,
in.
So a mate of mine down the coast, he's got one. Boxhead, he's got a keg where it's... You just go tap. Boy, it's on tap.
Yeah. The biggest problem I had with mine, so you'd have a schooner glass, obviously, and you fucking fill it up, and you'd be walking back past it again, and it was sort of half full.
And you just top
the cunt back up again. So you actually didn't know how much you were drinking until the keg ran out.
And that's probably a good thing. Haven't you had? Oh, I'm still on my first.
I had this many.
I haven't finished this one. Many. It just keeps filling up. But yeah, getting back to what I was saying was, if you are work at a pub and you connect a new keg, isn't that a good excuse for quality testing to make sure?
I don't think these days. I think everyone's
not allowed to.
Yeah, it probably happens.
I reckon. If I was there, I'd be doing it.
If you're doing it, just let us know. Just and we'll bring in the fucking cone of silence, so no one knows who it is. So.
Like, I'm not saying you pour yourself a schooner. But if you would have to pour a little bit, have a little bit of a nipsies, a little bit of a tasties.
So that's my problem, though. I wouldn't be able to stop.
Well, there's a lot of kegs getting plugged in today.
One's not enough and 100's too many. So. Off you go. You're
drinking your profits. See you later. I don't think I'd be able to work at a pub. Oh, I would.
I don't think it'd be all it cracks. It'd be horrible. Like fucking watching all these people having fun and you're sitting there fucking just serving them fun.
Pouring them drinks and you're
serving them fun in a glass.
Working a sweat up, pouring.
Yeah.
You know the old. Oh, you know the
They'd
old.
They'd have some stories, eh? Bartenders that have good stories.
I've actually got a mate of mine that I know quite well. I used to work with him. He was on one of the original VB ads. You know the VB ads where they actually sing the song? You get it while you're milking a cow. Yeah. You get it while you're saying the vows.
Yeah.
All of those ones. He's actually on the VB ad. Yeah, Weber. Shout out to Weber. And
how did he get on that? Is he an actor? No,
hell no. He's not an actor. I think he was just one of those. Oh, and also the there's also a bull rider. Jeez, I've had a mental blank. So, Ian. He was featured on the same ad, so I think they just happened to be at the right place at the right time scenario.
Yep.
And old Ian, he was part of the bull ride feature of that ad, and Weber he's actually the guy dressed up as a groom about to say his vows, and then when they say you get it while you're saying your vow, and he's like looking over at a VB, he's like, yeah. So, but I'm sure that ad was out in either – the real late 80s or early, it might have been early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, out to Weber. So shout out to Weber. Fucking legend. That's a little bit about piss, which we're consuming a lot of tonight.
And I'll tell you what, these are howler heads. I think I'm going to get a carton before I go to Fraser with these, because these are good. Me likey.
Yep.
Yep.
So, right, what have you got to cover? What you got much on tonight?
Oh, mate, I actually got reminded a bit of a story. So it was a couple of weeks ago when I was up at Torben Lee up there.
Yep.
And I was telling the couple of stories at work. And so when you go in there, you get free Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah?
So everything's done. So I went into the room, checked in, clicked the TV on. Someone else's Netflix is up there.
Oh.
So what do? So fucking looking through their Netflix thing, and I changed all their history. So, you know, you got your recently watched.
Yes.
Continue watching this.
Yes.
I changed every episode. I put some forward, some back.
Oh, that's going to really fuck someone's up.
back at season.
Because it is convenient when you do stop watching something, you can get back to it.
Oh, it is, yeah. It's very convenient. That's why I just went fucking, you know, yeah. I'm bored. I'm fucking, I'm changing all of everything you've watched.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but other than that, mate, like I said, mate, this is off the back of, this is our double up, so
definitely.
Nothing really going on other than fixing my Land Cruiser, eat a bag of dicks, you fucking Land Cruiser owners, so.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm a Land Cruiser
Prado
owner.
One thing that's standing out tonight, and I think you wear it all the time, but is your Elite Rodeo hat, like your town.
I stole this.
North Queensland Elite Rodeo, that's stole on, I think, it. In 4 weeks.
Fuck, wouldn't that be good to get
up? Because
it's
coming
up. We're not getting up there, eh?
No, unfortunately, no. I'm in the area a couple of weeks afterwards with the Don River Dash in September. And it's just too close to make two trips to...
And we were lucky enough to have quite a few beers with Quentin too when we were up at
100%
for the Alpha Bikes.
Yeah.
Fight night. So he's a fucking
he's a legend.
Eh?
Absolutely. We got on the piss with him, I think, at the weigh-in. And we started chatting
and
to him.
And the Sunday night, the last night, the Saturday night?
I don't know.
I walked out of that fucking casino at like fucking 6:30 in the morning on Sundays.
Oh, I know, right? No, Quinton and a few of the other lads that were there, shout out to them because good.
Yeah,
good.
I think good definitely lads. Next year and fucking try to get up on the hill.
Definitely, mate. I checked out their facility and they have got a cracking facility.
I guess.
To go watch a rodeo, a bull ride. They've got party on the hill. They've got all these cool shit happening over that weekend. So yeah, go check it out, the Elite Rodeo. If you haven't heard about it, YouTube it because it's up. It's just outside of Townsville.
Yep.
So it's a bit of a hike to get to, but...
I think they've got courtesy buses and that running in and out of Townsville.
Out of Townsville, too, yeah. So, if you fly into Townsville and get a hotel room, they've got courtesy buses pretty much running in and out.
Yeah.
They'll get you there, get you back. So it's on
the
list.
One thing we have to fucking put a big fucking red crane on around is so fucking Elite Radio.
Quinton actually nudged me about coming up, and I said, sorry, bruz, but next year.
Next year.
We'll have to make it happen because it sounds like a rip snorter of a weekend. Yeah. Maybe I'll just have to stay up in that North Queensland next year from when the Elite Radio finishes to the start of the Don River Dash, which is only, I think, 2 weekends apart from each other.
Oh, that'd be fucking horrible, wouldn't it?
I just have to stay in the Whitsundays and stay up at Townsville. Oh. Actually, you know what we should do is go ride some bulls.
Actually, we should ride up there.
We should ride up there.
Motorbikes.
Oh, I've got to take all my gear up.
Yeah. Can't we get someone else to do that?
Oh, probably.
Kai.
Actually, he'll have
his fucking piece
by
then.
Yeah,
so
he will.
He can actually fucking, we could chuck all of our gear in the car and we could ride up there.
Correct.
Yeah. He could chase us.
So shout out to Quinton, North Queensland Elite Rodeo. Yep. Mate, thinking about you. Can't wait to see the event unfold this year.
Yeah,
it's going to be a rocking event. Yep. Absolutely, and very jealous that we're not there.
Mm. There is actually other event too that I want to talk about is the in Britain.
Oh yeah,
about the swingers convention.
So what is it?
The swingers convention. I'll show you a bit of fucking details. Have a quick fucking read on the phone, but there's a lot of upset fucking neighbours.
Yeah, so I'll run you through it. Yeah. A quiet village braces itself for a 4-day swingathon. Sex festival as 1,000 revealers descends for the event as local families fear screaming and moaning will keep them awake. Residents of the sleepy Lincolnshire village are braced for the Britain's biggest swingers festival as aerial photographers reveal 1,000 revealers has descended on the event. The four-day... Yeah, it's a four-day sex and fetish event. It's called something, and it got kicked off yesterday. Anyway, I don't know when this was actually published.
So if you're listening, fucking, and you're there, fucking, give us a fucking shout out.
Irate residents have complained to police about screaming and moaning coming from the countryside site kept them up at night and in previous years. And this year's X-rated festivals is Swingathon's biggest yet and features play tents, pole dancing, hot tubs, foam parties, mobile dungeons, and the biggest one, the butt plug bingo. Oh my God. One local who...
through. How do you play fucking butt plug bingo?
We're going to have to Google that. And yeah. Anyway, butt plug bingo. So I'm... Anyway, yeah.
Mate, I actually, I'm going to call it. Fucking, you hit pause now. I want you to Google on your phone, butt plug bingo.
You want me to do it on my phone?
Yeah, I want you to do it now. So, you're going to press pause. Sorry,
right,
folks.
We'll come back to you. Right over back. Yeah, there's a bit going on here, eh?
Mate, there's actually, all I hoped to do there was just put fucking butt plug bingo into fucking Spiffy's fucking Google search anyway.
And you managed to do that because I certainly...
There is a fair bit fucking going on, so we can't report quite back on that at the moment. So.
Yeah, there's a bit to it. I can't get... there's no actual, you know, how to play butt plug bingo, but there's a bit going on there. So if you're ever interested, go Google it.
Actually, if you've played it, fucking ring in and tell us how to play it.
I reckon there's probably going to be a few callers about that.
Oh... This would be fucking Dirty Mick. Fucking sure.
One commented on social media, if everyone attending is up for it, there's no problem. Let them get on with it. Enjoy what they want to do, and I'm pretty certain they will. Kinky guests have forked up to €265 a ticket, which gets you a couple's ticket with a shower use and an electric hookup included. I don't know what electric hookup, I don't know. Numbers have reportedly doubled from 500 to 1,000 in last year's, with organisers promising it to be bigger, bolder and better. Yeah, there you go. That's a little bit about swingers.
Do they have them in Australia as well, these fucking swingers?
Yeah, I think so. But this is an outside... like a music festival.
And
like,
the mobile like a dungeon.
Is it Woodfest? No.
So a mobile dungeon, is that just like a fucking Ford Econo van? Like with free fucking Wi-Fi?
I actually don't know. I don't know, but it sounds kinky. You lads in, where was it, Britain?
Yeah.
In England? Is that where Britain is?
Yeah, Britain.
So, geez, you pommies.
Yeah.
Fucking, you're on another level.
Certainly.
Fucking
are.
Give us a call give us a call and let us know all about it if you've heard about it.
Yeah.
Remember, and that that email address is theladspoddy, PODDY, theladspoddy@gmail.com.
Yep.
Holy shit, mate. Fucking, we're off to a fucking cracker.
Fuck, we are, mate. Sort of double episodes, they fucking, they will hurt you.
Mate, I have got, you know, a couple of episodes ago, I played you a music sort of segment where I was bopping and dropping, coming home from Brisbane. Yep. And it was the Savage Garden sort of remix.
What have you got for me this week?
This week, I have a little hit. Now, country music. Do you get into a bit of country?
I love my country music.
All right. Well, you might have heard this one before. I don't dabble too much in country. The only reason I'm dabbling in this one is simply because it made me giggle. So you've probably heard this guy. I'm just going to press play.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Big titties and beer.
Hunting two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and beer.
There's one thing Daddy likes, and that's that's titties and beer.
Big old titties. A little titties and beer. Great big.
Titties and beer.
Have you not heard that song?
Rodney
before?
Carrington? I have heard it, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a fucking
he's got,
classic.
He's got some crackers. And, yeah. Mate, that's, yeah, that came on. I don't know how I heard it just recently. I'm like, you know what? Titties and beer. How good
are titties and beer?
Are titties and beer.
Yeah.
You can have a shit house day.
You
but
come
yet,
home, do a titties and beer.
Get the titties.
Yeah.
He's got another couple of songs there about titties, about yeah. get them out and things get like that. Out.
Have you heard of the tequila makes the clothes fall off?
I think I have, but refresh my memory.
It's all in the title.
What?
It's
is it his song?
Oh, no. Yeah, oh. We'll have to Google it.
Yeah, right.
Google it. Tequila makes a clothes come off.
Is that part?
Fall
so,
off. Fall off.
Yeah, right. So that was, that's the song for this week.
Oh, next week will be the tequila song then.
Yes, you'll have to send it to
we'll
me.
Get some tequila as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't done a tequila one for a while, have we?
No.
Yeah, right. That could get a bit wild.
Yeah.
Maybe the next one, eh?
Yeah, well, actually, we'll do the next one on Sunday afternoon when I come back from Fraser, yeah?
Oh, you'll have plenty of yarns about yeah. Fraser.
Yeah, and my daughter driving. If I make it back alive, because she's, yeah, we all know women can't drive, so.
Wee, you're going to get fucking uppercut for that. Bloody hell. Well, talking about driving, that's a good segue into, mate, when... So, okay, we've talked about learners, right, getting their learners and their piece. I'm going to give you a couple of stories. So, how long did it take for someone to ride off a car? I've got two stories for you. So, I've never written a car off, have you? Like, have you written a car, like it's been written off by insurance?
No.
Never been written
never.
Off? No. So, neither have I.
Oh, no. No, I haven't.
No? Okay.
Close, but...
So... I'm not going to name names, but I do have a cousin that has a daughter that just got her P's, and that was probably only about 2 months ago, and she wrote off her car. Gone. Done. Now, it wasn't nothing crazy, as in she accidentally ran into a tree. But it wrote the car off. Like, cars are just not made like they used to.
No.
All right. So it happens. And I'm not going to name who that was, but it just happened. But I am going to name my niece. And I won't say her name because she's probably going to uppercut me when she hears that I'm going to spill this out. So she wrote a car off the day before she got her P's. Now, I don't know if anyone else out there, of course, someone on their learners probably have written a car off, but she was still on her learners and she was going for her P's. The next day.
Yep.
And it was unfortunate. My brother was in the car with her. They were actually just sitting at a traffic lights. It turned green. They started going and they got T-boned. So it wasn't her fault. Just one of those things. Wrong.
She didn't have a license.
She had her learners.
Oh, she was also she was driving. So
she
I've
was
got
driving.
One better than that.
She was driving her on her learners.
Yeah.
And the following day she was going for her P's. And was involved in an accident and wrote the car off the day before the P's.
So my sister, this is a much better story because she was still on her L's.
Yep.
And I'm going to name her Renee.
Ooh.
She was a shit of a driver. But she had a green Hyundai XL. And this thing had a dent in every pedal.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, she was involved in an accident while she's on her L's. With no one else in the car with her.
Oh.
Well, other than friends and shit like that. So she decided she'd take this car out and.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she'd stuff that. And many other cars too. Like, she's just a shit driver.
Far out.
Love you, Renee.
Mate, well, I'll tell you what, this episode's going to be a bit shorter because I've got a few rants that have come in.
Have you?
That I want to play because.
Right out. Fucking hit me with them.
The listeners love a good old. Rant session. So I've got a couple I want to play for you.
Before you play them, though, I think we need to get another drink.
Oh, you all right? Fucking well, get into it, bros. I'm ready to go when you are. Bloody oath. Oh, what have we got here? Oh, yeah. These were in the fridge too, weren't they? So these ones won't be able to make a good cracking sound because they've got stubbies. Stubbies are back. And it's our mate G-Up. Vodka G-Up. Yeah, they sound good.
I've actually got a bit of a question too, Steve. Mm? So when we actually open the fridge door up, it squeaks.
Yep.
But when we close it, it doesn't squeak. Why is that?
It's a funny door. Yeah.
It's
I don't
a
know.
Funny door.
Obviously, it just squeaks one way.
One way squeaks.
One way squeak.
Right out. Hit me with some of these rant lines.
Righto. We've got a couple sent in. Probably some familiar voices. So let's go with the first one.
Hey, g'day, Stiffy and Barney. The bot from Bundy here, mate.
Hey, bot.
Thought I'd share a funny story that happened at, happened to me at one of our conferences. That I better just open this up.
Oh, well done.
Oh, that was a nice crackpot. I like it.
Fuck, I've got issues. But anyway, at conference when we all get together, you know, everyone sort of gets out on the rantan a bit, and so we've got a bit of a rule that, you know, no matter what, you turn up. You know, the next day, you got to be there on time. Yeah. Anyway, this one particular conference, and I've cut up a bit rough in the morning, I've got to tell you. I was no oil painting. and the meeting was already started. It's like, fuck. So I've just madly run through the shower, got dressed and shit at the same time. And bolted down to the conference room. And there was a brand new national sales manager. I hadn't met him yet. And I'm outside the room thinking, fuck, I've got to try and sneak in somehow so no one notices me. Otherwise, I'm going to get shit on me. And so I've just gone, bugger it. I'll just walk in like I own the joint. As I walked in, the national sales manager has called out my name and I've gone, oh, fuck. But he's called out my name to give me an award that I didn't know I was getting. So I just kept walking straight through up to the fucking stage, got my award, went and sat down. No one knew I was late. Fucking winning.
Well played, good sir.
Fuck yeah, that's just comes down to good timing.
I'd actually like to go away on conference with this bot. Fuck, I'll tell you so what, that sounds gets, like a fucking good
sounds
time.
Sounds like he gets
it?
Up to a lot of mischief when he gets away to conference.
Yeah.
But that's certainly, before my time, I did 5 years with a company and similar things. Where when you used to go away for conference, yep, we'd have a few beers, but that was a similar thing. I can't remember what they used to say, but it was like you always turned up the next day. You always front up, you know.
You've got to.
And if you want to play hard, well, then you've got to work harder the next day. So if you're going to go out for a big night, just as long as you turn up and that you don't fall asleep, you know, as in true conference time.
Oh, mate. Conference some of these time conference, would be very hard not rock, to fucking go to sleep.
Rocking up could be one thing, but then the whole day of going through seminars and conference details and all of the proceedings of a full day at a conference, if you're seen to be, you know, falling asleep or getting a bit wary there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you are shot.
Yeah.
So not only if you play up, but there was actually one of my mates, Miller. Yep, you've just been shouted out. Fuck. You know, I can have a big night and I can get up, fresh myself up and actually walk out and look still fresh. You know, when you still look like inside I'm hurting and I'm about to spew and shit myself at the same time. But the look that I can give is like, oh fuck, you've brushed up all right, but you know. Yeah. Well, the opposite for Miller, when he is fucking gone, it's all over his face. Like he gets red dots and he gets fucking this rash and his eyes go all red. He's fucking all phlegmy and he can hear it in his voice that he's had a big night, you know.
It sounds like he's fucking tied one on though. Like fucking that could be like a week's worth of fucking work for me.
So some people can hide it, but you know, other people just can't.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking good on your bot. I'll tell you what, bots crack on the fucking team.
Mate, that was a good crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did he say? He's got issues.
He's got. He did. He said, "I've got issues."
Yeah, we've all got issues. I actually would like to announce on this. I actually have a drinking problem.
Do you?
Yeah, I got two hands and one mouth.
Yeah,
that's my drinking problem. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yep. And alcoholics go to fucking meetings, and I go to parties. I'm a drunk.
Righto. This one, I'm just gonna play it because it's I'm. Just
it's not. Wait a while.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's not Mick.
Yeah.
I don't think we can play mixed ones anymore.
Okay, I won't play it.
Yeah, do not play. Oh.
G'day, lads.
Oh, it's fucking
Dirty Mick from Melbourne.
Here's
another true story for you.
Oh, no.
So when I was a young bloke, I had this flash Sheila. I'm talking as good as they get. An absolute unicorn.
No.
Big tits, blonde hair, tiny size 8 ass.
So we're topping that one?
We're going to get cut, mate. I haven't listened to it, but...
Righto, we'll stop that one. You were worried about it?
I am fucking... Righto. I'm actually worried. We haven't been cut yet.
But no. That one gets right up
I
there.
Reckon we can...
Doesn't need to be that dirty. Righto. Let's move on.
Mate, thank...
Dirty Mick, I tried. Dirty Mick. I tried.
But yeah, look, look...
I'm glad you pulled me up on that one because I don't think I was going to go too much further.
Oh, good. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Righto, here we go. Next one.
G'day, lads. Travelling sales rep here again. Hey. I'm going to call this story redemption. So when you're travelling, it's occasionally the big boss from the ivory fucking tower comes out and you go, what the fuck does this cunt want to come with me for? But anyway, he's on the road, so he wants to go to Hilston. If you know where Hilston is, it's fucking about 100 kilometres fucking towards South Australia from Griffith. So anyway, yep, off we go. He comes with me. Got a little Corolla wagon. This one's going back a few years, but it's a classic. So we go out to Hilston and we do visit the customer and the big boss goes, what the fuck are we doing here? And I go, well, let's go. So in the panic, I didn't actually check the fuel situation. So we're driving back. We're doing, 100-odd kilometres an hour. And then he says, why are you going so slow? And I'm looking at the fuel light's been on for about 10 minutes and I'm going, fuck, how embarrassing. Anyway, it's a 30-degree day and the fucking boss has got the shits because we pull over. It's a little Corolla wagon. If you remember them, they're the ones that the road inspectors drive. And I've got the bonnet up and then this Big Mac truck's coming. So I jump out and I wave him down and he takes about like a kilometre to pull up. And I'm going, fuck. Anyway, I jump in and I go, can I get a lift back to Griffith? I need to get some petrol. And he goes, fuck, mate. I thought you were the fucking road inspector. I've got no fucking brakes and I've got a cracked windscreen. I can hardly see out of them. I said, nah, sweet. So it's all good. Get the servo, get my 5 litres of fuel. So by any chance, is there a taxi or something? He goes, oh, go see the guy next door. He's got some cars. He might be able to give you a lift. The guy next door's got he's like a limo service. Got this fucking stretch limo, and I go, fuck, I just need a lift 30 k's up the road. He goes, nah, we'll take this, need to fucking give it a run. Give him 50 bucks, off we go. We're out in the middle of nowhere on this fucking road. It's like dirt on both sides. It's basically just past gravel in that road, if you've ever been on it. Anyway, pull up in this stretch limo, and of course, the bloke was a character. He said, get in the back, mate. So I'm in the back. The big boss is sitting there sweating, starving, and then I get out of there. Out of fucking stretch limo in the middle of bumfuck nowhere in this fuck with the fuel can, and he goes, starts clapping his hands.
Oh, what happened there?
I don't know.
Oh, starts clapping his hands.
G'day, lads.
Oh, no.
Well,
Mick's been censored.
Yeah, no.
G'day, lads. Travelling sales rep here again.
Yeah, here he is. So we'll just go back to him. Sorry, guys.
We go.
Oh, I mean, it's
basically just past gravel in that road, if you've ever been on it. Yep. Anyway, pull up in this stretch limo, and of course, the bloke was a character. He said, get in the back, mate. So I'm in the back. The big boss is sitting there sweating, starving, and then I get out of there, out of fucking stretch limo in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, in this fuck with a fuel can, and he goes, starts clapping his hands. He goes, mate, you're that fucking close to getting the ass, but I'm fucking going to love this story. Anyway, that's how I redeem myself, and that's why I still do my job. See you guys.
So he ran out of fuel.
Yeah, fuck.
Then he got a fucking stretch limo to take him back there.
And his boss was going to fucking off him, but he turns up in a limo and goes, right, yeah, you can keep your job.
Yeah, you've done it right there,
fucking
son.
Fucking well done.
Fucking well, hell.
Fucking
bit done. Going on there. The traveling salesman, he sounds like he's got plenty of yarns.
He certainly does.
So. Far out.
No.
Well, the things you do when you got the big boss man in the car with you.
Yeah.
One thing you wouldn't want to do is run out of fuel. Yeah. Well, you learn the hard way sometimes, eh?
How many times have you run out of fuel in your life?
Actually, none. I've had a thousand close calls, but I've never had to. No, I'm just trying to think. No, I haven't. Not happened to me. No, I know plenty of people that have had. Have you?
A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Mate, Forbes.
Oh, South Wales. Dude, I've got a story. I did run out of fuel. Yes. I wasn't in a car, though. I was on my bike. There was three of us. We went to Fraser Island, a good old Fraser Island story. So we were training for the Fink Desert Race. This was back in, I think, 2016, 17 or whatever. We were like, right, let's do some sand riding. And I know Fraser quite well. So, yep, we're on the trails got to one point where we could turn left to go to Happy Valley or turn right. We're sort of in the center of the island. Turn right to go out to Moon Point. And I just went, oh, fuck yeah, let's go to Moon Point. It'd be a good ride out there and then back to Happy Valley later on. Anyway, turned right at the intersection and heading then west out to Moon Point. And then halfway to Moon Point, fuel light came on. And I'm like, oh, fuck. No, we'd be right. So just we went all the way to Moonie Point. And then the realization of, oh, we are fucked. Yeah, it was all bad. So we actually tipped two bikes upside down to try and get one bike full. So at least one bike could get back to Happy Valley. Because from Moon Point back to Happy Valley, I'm thinking it's about 25K, I think. I'm only guessing that, but I think it was around that. And we had nowhere near enough in each bike for three bikes to go. So anyway, we did that. We tipped fuel out into... We had a Gatorade bottle, so we're just filling up this Gatorade bottle to get all the fuel out, put it in one bike, send him on his way. So we sent him on his way, and he ran out of fuel about 6Ks before Happy Valley, and then got a lift into Happy Valley. And actually, these blokes, actually, we had a car down at Yeorong. So he ended up getting down to Yeorong. Long story short is, me and a mate that we stayed back at Moon Point, and just waited for him to come back. We were there for about 5 hours waiting for him to come back in his car. It had, and the sandflies and the mozzies were just crazy. Yeah. We actually had to stay in our motorbike gear and just walk around so that we weren't getting chewed. Long story short is we ran out of fuel on Fraser Island over at Moon Point, and, yeah, it was about a five-hour episode to get fuel back. It sucked.
How could you not fucking remember that?
Well, yeah.
You probably tried to block it out, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about the car. I'm like, no, I've never run out of fuel in the car. And I'm like, have I on the bike? Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. And it was a catastrophic run out of it. It wasn't an easy fix. Yeah. But we got it sorted. But
yeah. As you do.
They're
all stories.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It ended on a high. It pissed down raining that night. So we were only just swagging it. We were camping. We're all wet. Everything was shattered. So we went into Yeorong, into the resort there. And just said, have you got a room for a night? And the old lady said, nah. And I went, oh, come on. Help us out. She said, all right. So she helped us out for a room. And, yeah, we ended up getting pretty pissed and had a bed. So it was good instead of camping. And everything was wet. Like, everything was wet. It was like,
nothing worse. So that's why I don't care.
We got a room. So that was good. But that was me running out of fuel, yeah.
And thanks for that traveling salesman.
And that was a few rants from the rant line. And anyone that wants to participate, definitely give us a call. Send a 2-minute voice recording to the ladspotty at gmail.com.
And if Dirty Mick actually sends any through, can you forward them on to me?
To pre-listen to them?
I actually want to listen to that now, but not
on
air.
No,
I want to listen to it, but not on air.
Mate, so that's good. So that was a few callers I wanted to get through. And next, mate, I want to play you. Now, I think you sent me another motivational thing.
I did so.
So I don't even know where you sent that to me. Did you send that to me?
It would have been on Messenger.
On Messenger? So you should be around here somewhere. There you are. And no, you must have done it on Insta. Jeez, I'm going to press pause. Yeah, got it. Here we go.
Live up to 70 years because they are mentally strong. After 40 years, every eagle has to make a difficult decision. Its claws are no longer sharp enough to hunt. Its beak becomes bent and blunt, and its feathers become thick. The eagle has two options. Either it dies, or it goes through a painful change. This painful change is that the eagle must go to the mountain and crush its beak on a rock until it falls out. When the old beak falls out, a new beak grows in. With the new beak, the eagle rips out its claws, and new ones grow in. Then the eagle plucks out its feathers, and new ones grow in. This painful journey lasts 150 days. But after doing this, the eagle gets a new life. Sometimes we need to get rid of our old self in order for a new and better version to emerge. Eagles.
Yeah, how true is that, eh?
Fucking life's tough, isn't it?
Life can be tough.
Yeah, life's going to be tough, and it's fucking, you just got to, you gotta smash your beak out.
Like, especially if you're going, if you've gone through something pretty catastrophic in your life, you know, like that's just a good reference to like an eagle's life, eh? Like was that every 40 years?
So 35, so they lived to 70. So
wow,
yeah,
that's pretty epic to think that some of those birds live to that long, eh?
Yeah, and.
And they'll
and
only
not
live.
One of them sits down there and bitches and whinges correct. About it. So
they'll only live that long if they bash their beak out first, and then rip their claws out so that new ones grow back.
I think that comes back to no one's coming to save you. Fucking do it yourself.
Yeah, and that's like,
and quite, you'll be better for it. So
like what we say, forget the date, call a mate. Like if you know someone that's going through life's miseries at the moment. Make sure you jump on the phone and call him or her, definitely. But no, that's so true about growing as a person, as in getting yourself out of your head if you've gone through something really bad, and starting maybe you are starting your life over again, and you need to. You know?
We as men are actually changing. Men are actually starting to talk about their problems and shit like that too. So,
yep, yeah.
And my place is always, I'd rather fucking talk to you now than fucking speak at your fucking funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
100%, mate. So, if anyone's going through some tough times, there's obviously some professional help you can get as well with a number of organizations. There's Lifeline, Beyond Blue, I've got a mental blank because I'm thinking about the eagle.
Mary from Are You Bogged?
Are You Bogged?
Mate, she's doing great things.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Beyond Blue, yeah. And Lifeline, of course. Yeah. And, of course, just reach
just
out.
Speak to them, mate.
Just reach out.
Speak to them, mate.
That's even if you want to reach out to us, by all means, give us a call. Yeah. We'll listen to you, and then, of course, we'll help you. Get some right help.
Yeah, Dirty Mick, you actually probably need more help than we can sort of.
Dirty Mick's got a bit going on.
I'd like to have a beer with Dirty Mick.
So would actually. I'd love to have a beer with Dirty Mick. He sounds like he's got a bit going on. Mate, so yeah, we're nearly going to wrap this up.
Yep.
Have you got anything else that you've got?
No, mate, that'll do me, I reckon. So. I
thought you said something about your wife's scones.
Oh, that's why I had to go to the dentist this morning.
What the fuck happened?
I fucking chipped a tooth.
Fucking what?
Yeah, so she's fucking... My missus cannot fucking bake to save herself. I love her.
Yeah?
Love you, darling.
What happened? So what happened?
She made these fucking... And she was immensely proud of these fucking scones, eh?
Yeah?
Like, she calls them three ingredients or something. It's got lemonade.
Lemonade.
Baking soda.
Yeah, lemonade.
Fucking something else. And she was quite proud of it, not fucking...
Yeah.
Fucking hooking into one.
Yep.
And fucking cracked a tooth.
Oh.
But that wasn't where the fucking story ends. It's also fucking... So I've got a dentist bill and a fucking vet bill. Because I fucking threw this thing out the window and hit the fucking dog in the head and knocked him out.
Fuck me!
fucking stone motherless cold. Like, this fucking, mate, this thing was hard. Like, Nat, stop baking shit. You can't cook.
Oh, dude. Righto.
Actually, she's coming to pick me up.
No, I won't tell her.
Yeah.
She'll have to listen.
She'll have to subscribe.
Yeah, she's correct. I tried. Now, I'm doing my best. Now, have you ever reverse seared steaks? Now, I've never done it. Yes. So, I've never done it. So, I'm like, well, let's try it. So, of course, just cook it in the oven first. Yep. And then...
Or smoke it.
Or smoke it, yeah, whichever, whatever method you've got. Like if yeah, exactly. Smoke it to cook. Really, you're cooking it slow, aren't you?
Yep.
So you're cooking that meat slow, depending on, yep. And then the last thing you do is you put it in the hot, on the hot plate or on the grill to sear the outsides, yeah?
Yep.
So I gave that a crack the other day, didn't I? Fucked it up.
What did you get? What sort of, what cut of steak?
Oh, listen, this was some eye fillet, pretty sure. And let's just say I had it on too hot and too long and I jerkied it.
Yeah. I also make jerky and I make good jerky.
Well, if you want me to make jerky, yeah, I know how to make jerky. Yeah,
so the whole point behind fucking reverse searing is to make it nice and tender.
Yeah.
How long did you put it on for?
Oh, let's not go there. Do we have to go? Do I have to go through the shit that I did?
Fucking, so people can learn, mate.
So. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what not to do. So don't turn your oven up to 200 degrees.
No.
And then don't put your steak in for 45 minutes.
We're not cooking a fucking roast here.
No, I end up cooking jerky.
We're fucking roasting you fucking over this. I'm actually going to have to fucking take you under my wing and show you how to
It just, I don't know what happened, but anyway, I brain farted. But I tried to redeem myself the other night by doing it again. Much better, but I'm still, and you know, I'm still perfecting it. So I will come back to you with when I do perfect it.
Do you do the alfoil?
Yeah, at the end.
Oh.
Yeah, at the end I did. Just to sort of, yes, but not while it was cooking.
Yeah. I can't believe you waste good steak.
Oh, I was very upset with myself the first one because it really, I don't know what happened, but it happened. Like just one of those things, right? Just not thinking about what I was really doing.
Yeah. So I've actually got into the, I'm going to fuck the name of this up anyway, so it doesn't get fucked. It's called, it's called Savoy.
Savoy?
So, Savoy?
Savoy.
Have you heard of it?
Savoy. Savoy.
It's not. Anyway, it's fucking, you cook it in a steak, you put a steak in there, in a Vaclac bag. Pryvac bag.
Cryvac.
Yeah, Cryvac.
That's what you said.
Pryvac. We'll call it Pryvac.
Pryvac. Cryvac.
Cryvac. And it's called Savoy. Yeah. So and you do that and then you put it in the water. The
boiling fucking, water? Yep.
Well, it's not boiling. It's 65 degrees.
Yes.
And then you leave it in there for like 2 to 3 hours, depends how big the steak is.
Oh, right.
And then you reverse sear.
Oh, that long?
It is fucking perfect.
Yeah, right. I suppose if it's only at 65 degrees.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to
It's a long time. Right. So, but you put also your herbs and your spices and everything in there and fucking...
reverse searing, I'm new to it.
Yeah.
But I tell you what... on the barbecue, on the grill, mate, I do 4 minute steaks and these are fucking perfect. And I'm talking, you know, they're a good sort of, what's that, inch and a half thick cuts and 4 minutes, 4 minutes aside, I should say, not 4 minutes in total. 4 minutes aside, 4 minutes aside. Only flip once, bang, bang, 8 minutes in total and they're about an inch and a half thick. Of course, seasoned and whatnot, but that's where I get my sort of medium to medium rare. Internal.
Yep.
Oh, fucking love it.
Yep.
Love a good old steak.
Oh, fucking obviously jerky.
Oh, listen, reverse searing. I'm like, yeah, let's give that a crack. And I've been listening to a few potties where they are talking about that sort of cooking. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I'll give it a crack. Didn't even look at anything. Just when, you know, I probably should have helped myself out.
When we get the new studio, we'll get a fucking barbecue and we'll fucking.
Oh, definitely. So I think what happened was I was preheating the oven, right? So
it's
just
the 45 fucking minutes. I know. 200 degrees, mate.
I cranked the oven up to get the thing hot quick, and then I didn't fucking turn it down. I just whacked it in. And yes. And I was watching. I think I was watching a series on. I think it was one of the Breaking Bad episodes, and 45 minutes went, and I went, oh, fuck. instead of like, you know, 10 minutes at 100 degrees. Yeah. Anyway.
Whatever it is, anyway. I can only get better, right?
You can so only I'm, get better.
I'm going to tell you my failures. Done,
you've actually fucking tried it. So.
Exactly. And I fucking, exactly.
You've learned from your mistakes.
And sometimes when people cook things, they'll say the first time they got it right and it's never been, you know, I've had a couple of mates that'll smoke something, like a brisket or something. And they're like, fuck, I did it the first time, smashed it, right? Yeah. And then the second, third time, fourth time, they fucking made a dog's breakfast out of it. At least I can only get better.
Yep.
Because my first attempt, fucking jerky.
Right out. Yeah. Stay tuned for fucking Stiffy's cooking fucking lessons.
Oh, no, I don't think it'll be lessons because I'm no one to give lessons.
No, I'm going
to
give you lessons.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell. So what about...
Actually, speaking of that, I actually went to a cafe on the on Friday, I think it was, when I was working at Benio.
Oh,
cafe
yeah.
Cafe Monte Lupo, I think it was.
Say it again.
I think it's cafe. I'm going to go cafe
Monte
Lupo.
Lupo.
I think it's got Monto in there somewhere.
Yeah, righto.
You know, I'm like, I don't pay much attention to shit, so. But it's definitely got the word Lupo in the end of it. But it's a, it's run by people with disabilities.
Yep.
And mate, unfucking real. So if you're up in Benio area and you go past this cafe, fucking drop in and see these guys, mate, because they do a mean fucking savory mince on toast.
Oh.
Mate, a fucking mean. So the chef is blind. Which has got opens up a whole lot of fucking questions and shit like
dude,
that.
Dude, I'm not going to be able to
but
sleep tonight.
But everyone here, this is my head fucked for you, but everyone there has a disability.
Yeah.
And
oh, good on them.
100%, mate. Like, and but the food quality and the price.
Yep.
It was like $8.50 for a fucking a big plate of fucking savory mince and toast and shit like that.
Oh,
like
savory mince, so good.
Everyone was happy. It was such a good vibe.
Yep.
All the boys got around it and fucking went in there and, yeah, loved to get there and fucking actually interview someone from that.
Yeah, yeah,
because
definitely.
Because that is doing great things for the bloody, for the community and
yep,
and for their own health, so, yeah.
Talking about health, mate, I have been a little bit lazy with my gym work lately.
I actually didn't want to say, you look like you've actually put on a couple of pounds.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fat cunt. Yep. Probably because of all the piss we've been drinking.
Actually, what we should do before we do a podcast, we should do a workout before we do a podcast.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. What's happening tomorrow morning is, I'm pretty sure, as long as I wake up.
It's actually not
going to
happen.
Is I'm going back to gym tomorrow morning. So... I hope it happens, and I'll get back to you if it does. And if it does happen tomorrow morning, it's happened all week. So I'm going to get off my ass and get back into it because I've been – at the start of when we started this potty, I was hell into it, right? Yep.
That was before Fink, so.
Well, yeah, but also when it was not so cold. Like, we've been doing this for a couple months now. And, mate, winter and me don't mix. So getting up early – like, you get up early to go to work. But to get up and smash yourself in a gym when it's cold like this, that can wait till winter's finished, right?
No.
So I'm at a stage now where I do need to because obviously we've got the Don River Dash coming up. We just spoke about that at the start of the potty about beginning of September.
Yep.
And that's not that far away. So we're going
to
get...
definitely need to be fitter for the Don River Bash than you would need to be sitting in a buggy, yeah?
Oh, 100%. So I'm on the bike this year. So I need to get back in that gym. It's going to start tomorrow morning, being a Tuesday. And I'm going to do...
What time?
5:30 start.
I'm ringing you.
Oh, you won't ring me. At 5:30, I'll be already in there. So you'll have to ring me at 5:15.
Easy.
To get me. Done. Yeah, righto.
Out of bed.
No, I'll be already be down at Chimboomba at 5:15. So, yeah, I'll leave at 5.
I'm ringing you.
So, anyway, tomorrow morning, back in the gym, 4 mornings this week. I'm going to make it my priority. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week, 4 sessions and get my shit sorted because, yes, I have been lazy and now I need to turn it around.
Okay. 4 sessions minimum.
Well, only 4 days left, right?
If Stiffy does not do 4 sessions this week.
Yeah.
So today's already Monday.
Yeah, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yep. What does he have to do?
Oh, there's going to be massive consequences. So
no, I'm talking about the listeners. So someone from the listeners rings up and says Stiffy has to do this.
Right. So we'll drop this will drop on Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday morning.
Yep.
So anyone listening Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, because we won't catch up
we
till
we should know by then. So.
We won't catch up till Sunday. So till yeah. Sunday. Definitely. Call in. If I don't do 5 days, 4 days of gym this week,
what does Stiffy have
I need
to do?
I need to have a consequence.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So
we've got to do the tea towel thing too.
Yeah, we'll do the tea towel. Don't you worry about that. But that's not helping me at the gym. No. All right. So call in. Do a voice message. Call in. If I don't do 4 mornings this week, tell me what I've got to do about that.
Make
the lads the lads potty. The lads potty? Yeah. The lads potty at gmail.com is where you need to send it so I can hear it. Righto. So, yeah, make me go to gym. And if I don't, give me a consequence. Give me something I need to do to make my life hell, I guess. Yeah. All right, mate.
I've got a few ideas, so.
Yeah, I bet you do. Well, I reckon that's another good session. I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks for joining us for another awesome Lads in the Shed. This is Stiffy. So, mate, I'm going to sign off with get out of your head, get into shed, or why not forget the date and call a mate? Righto.
Well said, mate. And Barney Rubble says, fucking no one's coming to save you. You're going to have to do this yourself. See yous, bye. Come on, let's go.